To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Fan After Dark, and it's the show reset time. And my name is Blake. That's Fred, Trevor, Dylon. And we're going to give you guys scores on all your DFW teams. But first, fair or foul?
How many are playing?
Stars playing tonight?
Negative.
So zero. Fair or foul?
Yeah.
Losing in your fantasy football league to your dad's ex-wife. Three times X. And I just lost her in fantasy football. We're all in the same league. My dad's in it, too.
I mean, I would hope so.
We never left the league.
You guys have had this thing going on for a while, I take it?
And he's been remarried three times since. Mm.
Shout out to Dave Elliott.
She put up 190 on me.
Damn!
I lost 192 to 120.
Wow. Go ahead and rattle off her team real quick.
Josh Allen.
Balled yesterday.
Saquon. So that's 60 points combined with those two right now. Saquon has 22 points right now.
Okay.
Kenneth Gainwell, 23 points.
He had himself a nice day yesterday.
AJ Brown, measly 10. She's got a big team. DK Metcalf, like in real life, her team is like, she got AJ, DK, Saquon.
I see a pattern here.
Raheed Shaheed, who apparently scored 32 fantasy points. What is the scoring in this league?
He's the kick return.
I guess so, because he got 148 points for kick return. See, this league, this is why I don't.
148 points. You mean 148
yards.
So he got 14 points just for kick return yards.
And I didn't even know that.
Is this a ESPN Yahoo?
This is an NFL fantasy one. It's the one I don't pay attention to.
This sounds
to.
Bootleg as all get out. I don't even trust NFL.com.
Like, what? Well, that's why I lost. They got 32 points for a kick returner.
Who else? And what a random play. Raheed Shaheed.
Juwan Johnson, Jake Bates, and the Colts defense.
Mm.
And I'm about to lose by 70.
Yeah, you are. I mean, hey. Well, at least you didn't have to see her at Thanksgiving.
I didn't actually saw none of my family at Thanksgiving, other than my mom for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
we were working.
I didn't see you. That's right, we were. We
worked in the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah, it's an all-day affair.
All day affair
here at 105.3 The Fan, Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and everybody's favorite Trevor.
I look bald on the fan cam.
Trevor Beck.
You don't look bald. What are you talking about?
Well, if I don't turn around.
Does anybody want to love up? I said, you know, got your hair did, look good. Anybody else want to comment on our boy Blake's hairdo?
Do you like the edge up like that?
What's the other alternative?
Well, I've never been a fan where they come up like, because you have a widow's peak, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never would ever want to do that.
So you want me to keep the little triangle?
You want the widow's?
But that's what I'm saying.
You like the Eddie Munster vibes, don't you?
3 days, like it's going to be grown out. Like that would just bother me, and that's why I'm asking. Like
I don't know what the alternative is. Are you saying to keep the widow's peak there?
Yes.
No.
Like, why would you not
just cut it yourself?
No, I do trim it myself.
Which is fair, and that's what I assume. That's because that's
if I walked out of the barber shop with just a widow's peak, just a triangle, I would.
If you showed up to work with that,
yeah.
I would mock you relentlessly.
Especially with my hair like this.
That's
I can't.
That's your natural hair. That's what your hair does. Like,
that's why you get an edge up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, okay.
I mean, I appreciate you calling that out, but I appreciate Blake getting that
cleaned up across. I do have
a widow's peak shadow, though, being light skinned. So even when it is gone, there's still
it's still there a little bit.
Still a hue.
Yeah.
and a little bit of like ingrown hairs.
I mean, the hair looks great. Like, I'm not saying it's just that's the only thing. I mean, again, I guess I'm saying that the quiet
Dylan,
things out
Dylan
loud.
Brooks doppelganger yeah. over here, aka I think Blake Elliott.
I mean, when it's like that, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, because but I still think Danny Green. Okay? Yeah. That's he's Danny Green's doppelganger for sure. Yeah.
Mm. 16-16, 4:34 left
what
to
a
go.
Nasty game.
Yeah, this has been a just craptastic game.
I think we'll
all
see two more turnovers before this game ends. No one's even open.
These are the most mediocre in four teams.
What is Justin Herbert, like, bro, you got to get out of the pocket.
He's running around like he's Lamar Jackson.
I mean, and he used to run. I mean, 7 sacks for the Philadelphia defense tonight. So if Cowboy fans, I'm sure you're feeling some type of way right now, and rightfully so. Now, I mean, ultimately, it's the Cowboys' fault if they don't get in. But as we've alluded to time and time again, if you lose this game, you can go ahead and call it a day.
I'm talking about Peyton Manning versus Mahomes quarterback play. Instead of team success, I'll take Peyton Manning over Mahomes all day, Fred.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I don't care. And I respect that. I watched.
That's one of the first.
This is a defeated Chiefs fan right here. Like, what I'm looking at is a defeated.
You know what? It's not even about defeated. It's not even about being defeated. No, it's not even about being defeated. Look, you guys know me well enough to know I grew up when the Chiefs were at not good. Okay.
You can say that, can't you?
I was going to say something else. So I'm not defeated, all right? This has been 7 of the best sporting years of my life, yeah, watching the Chiefs do what they do. What frustrates me is how it's played out, how just pedestrian our offense has looked, how Andy Reid looks like the game has passed him by offensively, and how idiotic fans are. Like, we're just going to go ahead and suddenly, because the Chiefs are having a down year, suddenly Pat Mahomes sucks. And it's like,
is that what you're more frustrated with, is just how fans of the Chiefs have been
dogging
him
that way?
It's
just arguing that, like, we're pretending that 1 year eradicates the last 7.
Which is, and that's true. But
you know what I'm saying?
As fan of sports, you get cozy. And so when things start going bad, if they're not going great.
I had a feeling this was going to be, I mean, look, I knew this was going to be a long year, right? Like, watching how this thing unfolded, I was in Kansas for the first game, and I was at my son's game, so me and him we went out to eat after the game. So we're sitting there watching the fourth quarter, and it just, there was something about, and you know, somebody, a guy that covers the Kansas City Chiefs made a great point, you know. Everybody that's been a Chiefs fan for longer than this dynasty's been around, you knew that this year was going to come, all right? You didn't know that it was going to be quite as painful as it's been because, you know, for the last 3 weeks it's been, well, this is the week we get back on top. This is the week we turn, you know, whatever. But when Travis Kelce runs into Xavier Worthy on the second play of the year and knocks him out for 3 weeks and basically throws off your entire game plan for week 1. Oh, by the way, Rashee Rice is out for 6 weeks. Oh, by the way, Isaiah Pacheco sucks. Oh, by the way, Kareem Hunt can't run faster than, you know, makes Javonte Williams look like Jahmyr Gibbs. Okay? Like, that's what you're up against. So it's been a grind of a season.
And I know y'all have been talking about it, and I just want to push back because I have Pat Mahomes in my fantasy team.
There you go.
He has... the beginning of the year.
Oh, he was on fire to start the season.
And now, it's been rough. How much is this going to hurt his?
He's thinking about his fantasy lineup.
Well, I am. I'm worried.
How should
about
I play
like,
him this week?
Rice is back. Worthy's back.
Yeah, it was great for 2 weeks when they got
but
back.
Is this going to hurt whatever future talks we have of Pat Mahomes? It's like, okay, he was on fire. No? Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking. We're talking
You're
about
asking
the comparison
the good questions.
To Peyton Manning, where it compares to Tom Brady. Like, he's the GOAT. Well, the Goats did it with less, and we're doing it with.
Oh, did they?
Excuse me, we're not.
Oh, did they? Oh, I'm sorry.
Name one guy Tom Brady did it with, other than Rob Gronkowski. Don't say Wes Welker. He was a slot receiver. He didn't do anything there.
Trevor came ready today.
Didn't do much. Yes, he had a great catch. It's the comparison.
Really?
Is all I'm saying.
So Wes Welker and Julian Edelman. So Wes Welker didn't do anything.
They helped, but I do.
You're
believe,
right. So Wes Welker didn't change the slot game with the Patriots.
Since when is changing the slot game ever going to do any? That maybe puts him in the Hall of Fame. Maybe, if he's lucky. What I'm saying is that these guys raise, they ra- all, what did they say?
Raise their floor.
Makes guys better?
Raise their floor.
Sure. Yeah. One boat raises
the right. So
I'm trying to horrible at my analogy
So having Randy Moss for 3 years didn't do anything. So having Rob Gronkowski.
And then he broke records with Randy Moss, but he didn't win games. Yeah. He didn't win a Super Bowl with Randy Moss.
I mean, they went
18
and 1.
And what I'm saying
is
when they got less.
So do we think less of him? So do we think less of him because he lost the Super Bowl to the Giants?
No, because that was one of the greatest moments for the Giants. That was you had to do that to that team. But Patrick Mahomes has not raised that level.
Mm.
So, that's my argument pushback is that he has not raised the level of this team with less talent. Like they sent Tyreek Hill. Yeah, you won one Super Bowl.
No, we've won two Super Bowls since Tyreek.
Okay, sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
But
and been to three others. But you're right. He went to a Super Bowl.
Hang on. Because as they've shipped these guys out, as they sent them away, they didn't re-sign these guys, the tide has only gone down. It has not gone up.
Let me ask you this. So they so the Chiefs haven't been to seven straight AFC championships.
I'm not saying that they're not great.
Yes or no? Okay.
They have.
Did you win a Super Bowl with Sky Moore?
Sure.
Did you win a Super Bowl with what's our boy Tony's name, who's not even in the NFL right now? What's his name? Kadarius Toney. Remember him? Not even in the NFL anymore. Won a Super Bowl with him. Won a Super Bowl with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay. We'll go to Trevor.
Where are these guys going, by the way?
That's fair. But what my point is here.
Yeah, what is your point? Because I'm not really sure.
Are we going to see this? Or are we going to keep seeing? Are we going to see a dip and it's going to go? We're going to get a. You're dipping right now, brother.
So you, like everybody else, because he's having one bad year, and by the way, is it his fault that Rashee Rice can't catch? Is it his fault that Travis Kelce can't catch?
It's not his fault, but he can help bring things up. He said, hey, you know how to do this. You got to work harder. This one's, but Tom Brady changes everything.
So it's Pat Mahomes' fault that Rashee Rice can't catch.
Trevor Gino.
It's Pat Mahomes' fault Travis Kelce can't catch.
But I believe that this
is
again.
Yes
I
or think no? It's Pat Mahomes' fault that his receivers can't catch.
I think he'd make him. They make him work harder. I think that's what he needs to do. He needs to be a better leader.
Trevor,
he needs to make them work harder.
Trevor,
because what did Tom Brady? And then again, that's my comparison. That's my goat. That's Trevor's goat.
Tom Brady guy too.
I know, and the way he stepped into the Buccaneers and he said, "No, this is how we're doing it."
He had Mike Evans, Gronkowski, and Chris Godwin in their prime. What are you talking about?
I disagree with prime.
So Chris Godwin and Mike Evans in their
Chris
prime.
Chris Godwin, sure. Sure.
Oh, so Mike
I
Evans.
I do not think Mike
so
Evans Mike was in his prime.
He was.
Not,
so what? So,
so
is he? So,
in
he
prime.
Is, so is he in his prime now, Mike Evans?
Absolutely not. Mike Evans is on the bench, or he's on the whatever IR. The IR.
So 3 years ago, when he was 28, 29, wasn't in his prime.
I think this is a poor argument because Tom Brady. It was the argument of him going and doing it without Bill Belichick. Mm. That was the argument.
Mm.
What I'm saying is...
So Bruce Arians, who... Oh, by the way, just real quick, let's just give a little nugget about Bruce Arians, by the way. Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, and Ben Roethlisberger. You know who had their best statistical seasons with? At OC?
Absolutely.
Bruce Arians.
I don't disagree with that.
So suddenly, Tom Brady going to Bruce Arians made Bruce Arians this Herculean offensive guy that we never knew about?
So what's Pat Mahomes' excuse here? Because you've had nothing change. Absolutely. Other than Tyreek Hill leaving and you getting Rashee Rice. My goodness, he's so good. Xavier Worthy, he's got speed out of the wazoo. This is the guys wanted to replace Tyreek Hill, and you have done nothing. Nothing. Mm. Pat Mahomes has not raised them up.
Mm.
How has he not done that? Mm. If Andy Reid's such a god of a coach.
Who went to the last three Super Bowls?
Okay, but you're not winning it.
They've won. They literally were going for a three-peat last year.
But you're having such a bad year now.
You're right.
And why? Nothing has changed.
Hey, do you trust Nate Newton? Do you trust Nate Newton?
In what sense?
Do you trust Nate Newton as a football? Do you trust Nate Newton's football mind?
Sure.
Yes. Nate Newton said last week with Blake Elliott.
Can confirm.
One of the things that nobody's taken into consideration, the Chiefs have played more football in the last 7 years.
I hate that argument. I hate that argument.
I love this segment.
Then what are we talking about?
This is my favorite segment we've ever done.
To not do anything.
You're right.
It is so patty cake in practices.
Then, Trevor.
We're going out there in t-shirts.
You know what, Trevor? Then I guess in your world, the Chiefs should, as long. Then guess what? Then why didn't Tom Brady win 20 Super Bowls then, Trevor?
I don't know. Because you have David Tyree's helmet. You had gum. You had the craziest defensive line ever.
So I guess then. But explain to me why that 9-year break They didn't win a Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Oh, but, I don't know. Okay, so but, I, so, but say, so it's okay for Tom. Okay, no, no, no. But let me make sure this thing. No, stop. No, so it's okay for Tom Brady to go 9 years without winning a Super Bowl. But God forbid the Chiefs have a down year and suddenly, oh, what's Pat Mahomes done?
But the change at coaching, that's what I'm saying. You all have had not had any change.
Oh, I'm sorry,
whatsoever.
Because what? I guess Bill Belichick, what? I guess he took a 10-year sabbatical in the middle of that Patriots
offensive
run?
Offensive coordinators lead, defensive coordinators leads, all those kinds of things like that. They changed because they did a good job.
Okay,
you guys
see,
have not had anybody leave.
Let's see, Belichick was the defensive coordinator, so that didn't change. And you had two different offensive coordinators. What else? What else?
That's what I'm saying. I'm curious.
I'm trying to understand how it's okay for the Patriots to miss a Super Bowl, but when the Chiefs do it, suddenly Pat Mahomes sucks.
But Pat Mahomes is statistically not doing well right now. And that's the problem.
Did you
watch
the game last night?
Man, he threw interceptions that were probably his fault.
Okay,
bouncing out of a receiver's hand.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And
the interception that he threw was it Lassiter? Totally his fault. Totally his fault. But was it his fault? And I'll tell you what, the first throw he made, who was it? Petrie got his hand on the ball. Okay? Yeah. No, look, I'll be the first to tell you, Mahomes hasn't had a great year.
Sure.
Okay? But is it also his fault that guys can't catch? Is it his fault that he's got top five in the NFL in drop passes? Two out of the last 3 years. So is that his fault? So it's not his fault. And oh, by the way, still took him to the Super Bowl.
People said, don't let him off the hook, Trevor. You got about 20 texts in a row that said Trevor with some exclamation points.
Well, good.
I'm fine with this continuing. This is great.
I mean, this is why I'm upset. Because suddenly we're pretending that Pat Mahomes can't have a bad year. It's his fault that Rashee Rice can't catch. It's his fault that Travis Kelce sucks. And it's his fault that left tackles and right tackles can't block. It's all Pat Mahomes because apparently he's supposed to wave his magic Patrick Mahomes wand and make everybody better after 7 years of kicking the rest of the NFL's ass. You know the last time that we haven't had a Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes AFC Championship? 2010.
Who won that one, by the way?
15 years.
I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question. I don't
Brady.
Know.
Tom Brady. That's what I basically my point is to say. Tom Brady won.
No, you didn't. You missed my point. This is the first time since 2010 that neither Brady nor Mahomes.
You're right.
Someone did text in just for some confirmation stats. They said when Fred was talking about his Chiefs point, they also had Antonio Brown. The Bucks point. We were talking about the receivers.
Man, he left halfway through the
Antonio
season
Brown. He was there for the Super Bowl year. He left the next year. He was there for the Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl with him, right?
Did he?
I don't think he did. I thought it was the next year they picked him up. I thought that was part of that. No, I think it was his last year.
I'm pretty sure he won a Super Bowl with him. I'm 95%.
He might have. Let's put it this way. He was a non-factor on that team. I remember specifically it was Chris Godwin, it was Mike Evans, and it was Rob Gronkowski.
Okay.
And Leonard Fournette, who put a beating on that Kansas City Chiefs
Text in who you thought won the debate. Trevor versus Fred, 877-881-1053.
We need to get to the Stars talk.
Stars talk when we come back. And
Fred's on the phone.
I know what I'm doing.
Do
Fred,
you?
I know what I'm doing. Let me do the tease, okay? When we come back, Stars talk, and as soon as that finishes, we will take your phone calls. Fatty's on the phone, 877-881-1053, the D&M Leasing Hotline. Call in right now. Dial on. We'll put you on the computer and the board so we can get your calls answered. Fatty's on the phone next.
And this next segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All right, that was a spirited conversation we had on the other side. Trevor versus Fred here on the Fan After Dark. Let's see what the text say. We're just going to go with the text. We're going to not use my words because I can be biased. We've got...
You don't say. By the way, Dicker the Kicker, 99 of 101.
Wow.
When kicking less than 40, no, just in general.
Oh, no, you're right.
Less than
good
50
call.
Yards, he's 99 of 101. So
that's
already
not talked about enough.
Well,
only missed two under 50 yards.
Yeah,
in
under
his
50
career.
Yards in his career.
That's I feel like that's pretty good. And you kicked over 100. That's I mean we love up Brandon Aubrey and we love up who else do we love up nowadays?
We used to love up Justin Tucker until we found out he was a creep.
Correct.
Coup.
Oh, my God. Why is he?
Please get rid of that. Please get rid of that.
I was like, why is he taking about to take a 15-yard
sack? We didn't say he was 99 of 101 from 60 yards, okay? Easy, Justin Herbert. Easy.
Do we love up any other kickers nowadays? I'm talking about, not just your own team.
We used to.
Coup, we did.
When he was at Atlanta.
Yeah,
was
and now, weird now he sucks.
Now he's beating the crap out of the ground. So.
Yeah.
Jason Myers?
I don't even know who Jason Myers is.
Butker
until he started doing commencement speeches. and then he missed a big field goal yesterday. He's missed eight field goals. There's another thing. You want to blame somebody else? Eight field goals he's missed.
He has missed
okay,
a lot.
So.
Everyone loved Justin Tucker until.
I said that until he found out he was a creep.
People love Brandon Aubrey.
Oh, my God. He almost threw it.
Okay. Have you been listening? You haven't been listening, have you?
Not really.
He's taking phone calls. That's leave him alone.
We got this right here. Fred, you have to redact, is that how you say that?
Maybe.
Yep.
Immediately, what you said about Peyton Manning in 2013, Bruce Arians was not the OC.
Okay.
We had multiple texts 13? About that. It was not the OC.
Maybe I'm thinking of Andrew Luck.
And then also, when I asked about...
let's just put it this way. I know Andrew Luck and Ben Roethlisberger had their best seasons ever offensively under Bruce Arians.
Giving myself a pat on the back, deducting a point from your Chiefs love, and deducting a point from your ball knowledge, Antonio Brown did play in the Super Bowl and caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Oh, did he?
And then the next season was the quitting
That's
season.
That's when he went on. Okay.
It was, man. It was a chief point right there.
That was a rough.
I guess not chief point. It's just ball knowledge.
That was rough. Because Gronkowski had a touchdown in that game, too.
Yeah. I guess he was a chief point. I mean, the team wasn't a game. I think it was like just a speed out or something. It wasn't like some big 60-yarder.
No, it wasn't because he didn't have a huge – because Brady threw for like 205 or something crazy like that. But the story of that game was the fact that the Chiefs' offensive line just got their ass kicked. Because once again, they were missing, I think, a tackle and a guard. That's been the issue anyway.
Do we have any calls yet?
I don't know. Do we?
Three?
Let's
go to dialogue.
Yeah, we got three of them.
Right, actually we'll put on a 30-second pause. Stars update.
Dallas Stars, they beat the Pittsburgh Oh my gosh, Pittsburgh Penguins. We didn't beat the Steelers last night.
Or the Pirates.
That's the only team that has all yellow, black, and white colors. That's the only city that does that.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think that's
for
amazing.
For all their teams?
For all their teams. I think that's amazing. I would
love
that.
They've only got two, so.
Well,
no.
Pirates. Hello, Pirates. Hello, honey. Come on.
Paul Skeens.
Pirates.
But they beat them in overtime last night. Mikko Rantanen got the only shootout goal.
I saw that one. Yeah.
So that was awesome. They
Who's in goal?
Jake Ottinger was in goal. He did an awesome. They're 8-0-2 in the last 10 games.
Ew.
So they got a 10-game point streak right now.
Ballin'.
They're doing awesome. This is a gritty team. They got down 1-0, and then they were down 2-1. So they're just doing a phenomenal job right
now. Okay, question before we go to Xander, Wayne, and Johnny.
Johnny.
If in football or basketball.
We are going to OT, by the way. Chargers.
If you're balling, like it makes sense, right? I mean, especially in basketball, like balling. What is it in hockey? If you're playing really well.
Skating.
You
know,
pucking?
I'm pucking.
You know, there's... Gosh, I need to... Icing. Now you're going to make me go rewatch
Shorzy. 877-881-1053.
Would be able to tell you, and I'm telling you guys, you need to watch the show.
I know.
I need
you
to go do my third rewatch tonight. That's probably what's going to happen, because it's short, it's sweet, and it gets to the point. They do a good job.
That's what she said.
I don't know.
Short and sweet and does a good job. Story of my life. All right, let's go out to Xander in Dallas. What's up, Xander?
Xander. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. What's up?
Perfect. Whoever is Trevor's significant other, they need to make him sleep on the couch for at least a week.
Wow.
He doesn't need to see the bedroom for a week.
Wow.
To even fix your lips to blame Patrick Mahomes. I went to school in Missouri. I lived in Kansas City for 5-6 years before I moved to Dallas. To fix your lips to speak bad about Patrick Mahomes when the Chiefs had five seasons before Patrick Mahomes took over as starter. They had over eight wins and 5 seasons before Patrick Mahomes. I don't need to talk about what we did since Patty took over. Before Patty, 5 seasons, and Trevor has the nerve, the gall, to fix his lips to speak bad about Patty Mahomes.
Trevor, your response?
This Kermit the Frog, dad bod looking.
Trevor almost doesn't even deserve to respond.
No. Yeah, you think that. You think that. But this guy, he's not. He hasn't done anything. He's throwing interceptions in crucial times. No.
Hold on, Trevor. Travis Kelce had 2 seasons with over 1,000 yards before Patrick Mahomes. Two.
Trevor, your thoughts?
Listen, Patrick, 5. If Wes Welker was Patrick Mahomes' number one receiver, he would. If he was on the roster, he would have been the number one target.
Listen,
we haven't had a big free agent signing at wide receiver. Our offensive line only gets better through the draft, and we still suck. Our defense, we can't sign big free agents. Our owner acts like he's cheap. Trevor, get to the couch.
Xander in Dallas, great call from you, my friend. You're welcome to call back anytime. I do agree with some of what he said, and I do appreciate him banishing you to the couch. There were some other aspects of that conversation we could pick up later. But let's go out to Wayne in Athens. What's up, Wayne?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Chilling like a villain, bro.
All right, man. So what's the one way you can hurt people with money when it comes to money? You don't let them spend it. The way you fix this bowl thing and the college football dodging of the bowls is you start taxing. You say, okay, you don't want to do the bowl game? 50% of your NIL is gone next year.
Right?
So you start hitting. Yeah, you don't actually take it from them. You just don't let them use it. Okay? And that I guarantee once you take that competitive advantage away from them, it'll change a lot. And
who would take the money away from them, though? Because the NIL is money that your school raises. You talk about the conference?
No, I'm talking about per school. Like, let's say your total NIL that you raise, if you didn't play your entire season, you only get to use a portion of it as a penalty.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm asking you, Wayne, though, is who's going to enforce that, right? Like, I mean, K-State just decided it, and apparently KU did. I didn't even realize this till yesterday because we weren't bowl eligible, but apparently we declined a bowl. So by your rationale, it's like, okay, we can't spend part of our NIL. Who's going to enforce that, though? Who's going to tell us, no, you can't spend that? Because that's our money.
Well, it'd have to be the conference. It'd have to be some sort of rule. It'd have to be something that – it would almost bring back in the NCAA, right? It'd almost bring back.
Yeah, like, and I guess Wayne, you got to ask. Why. Look, but and Wayne, I don't hate where you're going with this idea, and I do agree that something does need to be done. I think it's a two-part problem, though. One, bowls have already lost their luster, right? Like they've been a disaster for a while.
Solution for it.
Which there needs to be, right? Like maybe I've seen this thrown around, maybe you do like an NIT type tournament for football. I think people could possibly get into that. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I haven't watched one of these lower rung bowl games in a while. Basically, you have them on the TV because, you know, there's nothing else on and it's football and there's like 100 people in the stands.
What I'm saying, though, is the way that you fix both problems. And what you do is you literally put a cap on what they can use of the money that they raise. So it would incentivize them to not end the season because they know the next season they're going to be at a disadvantage. And can I say, make one more point?
Sure, go for it.
I think we found the era of Brian Schottenheimer. And what I mean by that is I think his name, he's not going to be coaches get hired to get fired, but I guarantee that man's going to get another job after this one. God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Appreciate you. Solid call from our boy Wayne. Let's go out to Johnny and Mesquite. What's up, Johnny and Mesquite?
Hey, guys. What's up? Love your show.
Thank you.
Fred all the way. Fred all the way. But anyway, I was at Ojos Locos last Saturday night watching some games. There was three guys sitting next to me. We got in some sports conversations. One was betting, and I told them that if there's ever a bet, because I don't bet, I watch the game through a pure sports lens. I don't want to root other teams, other players. I always want to root for my team. Anyway, I did tell him if there's ever a bet where Dwight Powell gets hit in the face, because he gets hit.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Facing literally every game, okay? So as soon as I told him that, for real, he came into the game and got hit in the face, and they were high-fiving me. We also talked about the Mavs. I think the Mavs should try to at least do something this season. They're not going to win it, but I don't think OKC is going to win it either.
Okay, Johnny, hold on. Let me stop you right there. Did you just say you don't think Oklahoma City is going to win the NBA championship?
No. What team has won back-to-back in the past decade?
Nobody.
The NBA isn't going to let it happen.
Oh, no, the NBA is going to let it happen. I mean, you can't. The NBA can't stop it. I mean,
I'm sure there'll be teams to give them a race. I don't think they're like a shoe-in, but they're going to be – it's going to be very hard to take them down based on
because,
how they're playing.
Because here's – Johnny, here, and thanks for the call, but Johnny, you got to remember this, all right? So that 73-9 Golden State Warrior team, you know who stopped them?
Took historic.
Prime LeBron.
With Kyrie.
With prime LeBron, prime Kyrie,
and one of the greatest shots ever.
And Draymond getting booted out for a game. Like, we forget. That changed
happened.
A lot,
injuries.
Draymond. So it took a Herculean one of the – and that was to me – and I'm not even a LeBron guy, as we all know. That was one of the greatest finals I've ever watched in my life.
I was going to say, that was the greatest finals performance from a single team and a single player in LeBron. Greatest playoff run, Dirk 2011. No bias. Taking out goats left and right. Well, sweeping.
Goated. I mean, you weren't alive for the 90s, so.
What, you think there's a better single playoff run by one person? Like, I mean, the Mavs were not some one seed in there. They were the underdog in every series.
I mean, we're not going to get sidetracked here. I mean, you already know. Yeah,
you don't think that's the greatest championship run, Fred? I mean, I'm sure.
No, I don't.
MJ had
some. I mean, it was great. It was one of the greatest of all. It was an all-time.
Top three?
I'll give it top three. Absolutely. But, again, you guys weren't alive for this. All right, let's go out to Ken.
No, Ken. We love Ken. Ken can wait. What's the year? What's the year that you think is better?
I mean, give me Michael in his first one, knocking out Magic in the finals.
That's it?
I mean,
talking about a full run, bro. You just said one series. I'm talking about a full first
the
round.
Big three in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Taking out Kobe, Bynum, and...
How many games did they win? Zero. Zero games. You
swept
them.
The Lakers.
Okay, that's great. I mean, I don't care. I love you two both. Okay, have your opinions. I respect them both.
Dirk's the GOAT.
I don't agree with it. And I love Dirk as much as the next guy. Maybe not as much as you two, but, well, again, great. Ken and Cedar Hill. What you got? Ken and Cedar Hill. What's up, Ken?
What's going on, man?
Man, I'll tell you what. It's been a hell of a show tonight, boy. I'll tell you what.
It is, man. I had to call in tonight because guess what? I got your back, Fred.
Listen. Man, I appreciate it.
What you have to understand, Fred, is the people you are talking to, their team, the people you're surrounded by, what I keep trying to tell you, their team hadn't seen a conference championship game in 30
plus. Go ahead and get him off. Get him off. Get Ken off. I don't need to hear anymore, Ken. We didn't call for Cowboy slander, all right, Ken?
Ken's a Cowboy fan.
It's slander, though.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Ken, we're going to win this season. We're going to win this season, Ken.
All I'm saying, Fred, is you got to respect Pat, man.
You got to.
Ain't nobody did it like Pat. Pat is Pat. You don't even have to argue with these people about Pat, man.
I appreciate you, Ken.
You don't even have to argue with him, man.
Thoughts,
Pat
Trevor?
Is Pat.
Listen, it is what it is. I mean, people just like Fred. That's all it is. Ooh. And I wish I had a significant other to go sleep on the couch. That's all I'm saying.
It's all good. Hey, Ken, real quick. You're from. Are you from the DFW?
I'm from Dallas. What
high school did you go to?
South Oak Cliff.
South Oak Cliff. Okay. So are your boys going to take care of business this weekend or what?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to wrap it up, man. They're going to take care of business.
They got to win this weekend, and then they go to the state championship. All right, we're all on the South Oak Cliff bandwagon for our boy Ken over in Cedar Hill. Ken, we always appreciate you, brother. Much love, man. Much love.
This is from Jagon and Terrell. So you can bash Kenneth Murray, Fred, and not bash the coaches for playing him. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but you can't let those coaches off the hook. Jagon and Terrell.
I mean, we've said we don't understand why they're doing it. I mean, I've said time and time again that you can't bring Matt Eberflus back. I said after the Detroit game, I don't think in good conscience you can bring Matt Eberflus back. I mean, somebody's making this decision, and Jagon, shame on you, because obviously you haven't been paying attention. I've made several comments that Dan Campbell and his staff put Brian Schottenheimer and his staff in a body bag and a clown suit. All right, I've used both metaphors. All right, final segment of the show. We're going to keep on couch writer himself, Mr. Trevor, the creator, on the show because why not?
Let's go to break.
Final segment. Don't go anywhere.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Classic Chevrolet, relax, enjoy the difference.
This is it. All the marbles on the floor. Cowboys fans, if you are not watching this Eagles-Chargers game, Chargers are up by three. It is fourth down in overtime. Eagles need – they're in field goal range, right? So they're going to get –
let's see. This ball's at the 41, so this would be a, this would be a 58-yard field goal if they were to kick it from right here. So, yeah, you're definitely going for it right here. On fourth and four with 3:23 left to go in the overtime period.
This would be a huge stop for the Cowboys to be, what, 1.5 games back? If the
Yeah. So, well, no, because that would put them at, what, 8-5? So, correct. Yeah, game and a half. Game and a half back because they're what? Oh, are you kidding me? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
They jumped off sides.
Jumped on fourth.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, way to go, 98. Way to go, 98.
You want to tell them what happened during the break when we were watching the game?
What, where Trevor said he was pulling for the Eagles?
Hold on. We don't tell people that we say off air.
I wasn't going to say that. I was saying the TV cutting out.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, sorry. I was too shell-shocked by what I heard from one of my teammates.
How many more weeks on the couch is that going to be? Tell me that.
Don't let them win this game. Don't let them win this game.
What's a tie do? Does that make you two games back?
That's a great, yeah, seriously.
A tie gets real weird.
Yeah, no, exactly. It makes you exactly two games back.
Yeah.
Because you're...
You need a loss.
Yeah, you really do. You need a loss in a big way right here. But doesn't matter because you're already in field goal range now.
What a dumb penalty, come on, bro.
So now
there's really no way unless he throws a pick that we're going to have.
Or a fumble.
Well, if they tie, they still need to lose two games. Then it comes down to tie-breaking scenarios.
I wonder. Well, that's a good question. I wonder if you'd have the
if you had the same record.
Well, we don't have the head-to-head because we split that.
So if we finish with the same record, if they were to tie this,
then they would look at. I think the next would be the division record,
or is it common opponent? Is it division?
Yeah, it's division. Yeah. So that's the next thing they need to look at. So
and we haven't lost only the one Eagles game.
It'd be division.
Right?
Yeah. We've lost one division game.
Just the one Eagles game at the end of the season.
That's a wash. So and they've already lost to the Giants.
Yeah. Well, they have two commanders. Don't we play the Giants one more time?
Yeah, right? No, you still got the Giants and the Commanders.
You still have like three more division games.
You still got a game at the Commanders, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Chargers.
Great.
Thanks, Chargers.
Well,
is there a flag?
I guess we're kind of hoping for a tie at this point.
Yeah, you're praying. You're praying for a tie or a fumble or pick, which would have the internet going nuts if that was the case. So 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. What a week 14 it's been.
Someone said, I need 21 more yards from Devonta Smith in my parlay than they can lose for all I care.
You know what?
I am not mad at you.
Don't think that's going to happen. Oh!
Wow.
Are you going to be kidding me?
I told you.
You have to be kidding me. Chargers
at the 1 yard
line. And the Dallas Cowboys remain alive. Whoa.
A tipped.
Wow.
What does that put our percentage at?
Who
now?
Cares?
Well, I'm just
you
curious.
You live to fight another day.
I called that too.
Unbelievable.
What I say in the break? Jalen Hurts interception to lose the game.
Unbelievable.
So Jalen Hurts' stat line in this game is going to read as one of the more nastier ones you're ever going to see.
He's nasty. I'm tired of his stat. Look at my boy Jim Harbaugh getting crunk. I am excited. What a win.
That was a good call, Blake. Seriously.
I said it on Reel? You can see the comments.
There's
already 3,000 comments on that play right there. There is 3,000 comments
tips
on that one play.
Tips the ball up in the air. And I'll tell you what, that's a heady play, though, because that could have easily have gone off his hands.
That's such a good play.
Who was that?
Jefferson. I knew it was Jefferson. Come on, man.
You are such a
21 of 40.
He said Jefferson.
21 of 40, he goes. For 240 yards is Jalen Hurts. Zero touchdowns, four interceptions, two fumbles.
He threw four picks tonight?
Yes.
Wow.
And fumbled twice.
He himself fumbled twice?
Yes. And then this was the stat of the night right here. This was tweeted out by QB Gami. Like, does like the score Gami?
Yeah.
But for QBs. Per my data, We all did, in fact, just witness a moment of NFL history. This was earlier in the game. Jalen Hurts became the first quarterback since the NFL started tracking turnovers, 1933, to record two turnovers on the same play. He then proceeded to throw an interception two plays later.
Mm.
So three turnovers in four plays for
shout out to Jalen Hurts.
Shout out to him. Just inspiration. Shout out to
Jalen Hurts. It was Tony Jefferson with the pick.
Tony! Give Tony a bell ring! Tony Jefferson! So we all became Tony Jefferson. And look at this awful stat line. 12 of 26, 139 yards, one tutty, one interception. He did run for, 60 yards or something like that, which he had to do tonight. Now, he does have, a broken hand or something on his non-throwing hand?
Correct. 10 carries, 66 yards. He was helped out by Amarian Hampton coming back from the IR.
Yeah, he was.
13 carries, 67 yards, and a tutty. And then Kamani Vidal, 14 carries, 104 yards. He helped out. His leading receiver was Keenan Allen with 22 yards.
22? So,
yeah. Ladd McConkey had one catch for 12 yards.
Okay. All right. Spread the wealth.
Quentin Johnson, two catches, 8 yards. Nobody did anything.
Has anybody come back to earth more than Quinyon Johnson?
Quentin. He hasn't had over 60 yards since September 28th. When he had 98,
damn.
He was on his little.
People thought they had really unearthed some sort of fantasy god in the first couple of weeks.
I think our waiver wire was $30 something for the
people thought they'd won a fantasy championship. They thought they were fantasy Will McClay for a second. Tony Jefferson getting a little love.
Still holding on to that ball too.
So the Eagles in their last 1, 2, 3.
I mean, that interception was impressive. That was a hell of a pick, one handed the whole nine. Good for him.
Eagles are, 1-4? 1-3 in their last four?
Damn.
So pretty much Cowboys have to win out, and then the Eagles have to lose once the Commanders and to the Bills.
Yep. We expect the Bills. That's our one we're putting on the schedule, and you got split with the Commanders.
Or somehow the Raiders.
Or somehow the Raiders, yeah.
But
more probable split with the Commanders. Eagles lose to the Bills. That's two more losses. And then the Cowboys have to win out. And in that scenario, Cowboys would make the playoffs and win the
game. And you would host.
You would.
That's crazy.
You would host a playoff game.
Hey, we're going to a playoff game. That would be – no, I'm
Which
I'm
one do we think is more improbable? The Eagles
losing two more games or the Cowboys winning?
Or the Cowboys winning out?
No, no, I'm more worried about the Cowboys winning out.
I know.
I expect the Eagles to lose two more games. I really, really do. This team's in trouble right now. And this is only going to make them – this is only going to continue
those
implosion.
Locker room issues.
Oh.
Remember, you saw they brought in the
positivity bunny?
The positivity bunny.
No, this team
– this thing's getting punched.
No, this team's cooked. Yeah, I'd cut it probably.
This is in L.A., I forgot, but
– Oh, and I'm sure somebody's cutting right now as we speak.
Right now,
no, no. I expect the Eagles to lose two games. I also would not be surprised to see the Cowboys lose to somebody they shouldn't either.
That's the thing, man. I'm just echoing the same point.
Because
I think
got,
the Eagles are imploding. As easy as it's us for us to say, oh, the Cowboys have a winnable schedule, win out. How many times do we see every week teams that should not lose, and the Cowboys are notorious for being that team?
I mean, you've already lost to the Cardinals.
So...
The Cardinals are hands down one of the worst teams in the NFL.
And so people would have said that's every single person, Cowboys fan or not, scheduled as a W when you did the offseason scheduling. And I will say the Cardinals are a team that's had the Cowboys number. They can't seem to be them and the Niners. They're not really good against the NFC West. But what's the Cowboys schedule? And I'll tell you the game they should win, but they will lose.
Which, you still got the Chargers to play.
I was about to say, I think it's the Chargers. You got two against.
Yeah, you got the Vikings this Sunday. Then you go to then you host the Chargers on the next Sunday. On Christmas, you got the Commanders, and your last game of the season is against the Giants.
So these next two
games now, at home.
They're winnable, and you should win them. I don't think anyone's going to be surprised to see the Cowboys win. But the Chargers just showed you they're still a darn good football team.
Oh, no, dude.
And they can run the ball.
I don't think anybody would be surprised if the Chargers came in here on December 21st and won that football game.
Chargers are sixth spot in the AFC
right now.
AFC playoffs.
Yeah. No, that's and you want to talk about a team that has been beaten down by injury. I mean, hell, they're missing both their tackles right now. So, you can live with and that was a heads up defensive effort tonight. I mean, just a gutty defensive effort tonight. So again. Yes, it helps. This team's not out of the woods by any stretch, but at the very least, had the Eagles won tonight, then you're saying to yourself, it's
close.
Now we're talking about the Raiders pulling off the unthinkable. Now you're talking about the Commanders have to beat them twice.
Like, you went 2-1 in a hard stretch.
And by the way, you still do need to lose two games.
I think we asked a lot. Cowboys finish out 4-0. Eagles lose two games. Make the playoffs.
God. And it sounds fun.
And I'll say this.
Say it.
George Pickens in a playoff game, if he can pull it together, CD.
I need George Pickens the ball against the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before we start envisioning, George Pickens with sugar plums in their heads, we need him to ball out against the Chargers. All right? So, all right. We're down to the nitty-gritty. I got Dylon giving me the crazed eye look with the shake your head, spin around like a helicopter. Shout out to our boy Dylon. Shout out to the one, the only, Mr. Trevor the Creator. I don't care if his takes aren't very good. We still love him. Love Blake. I'm Fred. We love you guys. Good night. God bless.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.